Proclamation number 8205 of 3rd of July, 1962. Warning against altering divine revelations. How often have I spoken to people through suitable instruments to convey my word to them, to give them pure truth because they were walking in darkness? How many times have I cleansed the polluted doctrine, uncovered the false teachings and replaced them with pure truth? Yet it never took long for people to distort this truth again, because the intellect was more concerned with it, and then the adversary could easily intervene and persuade those people to make changes which contradicted the truth. And it should be a great comfort to you to know that I expose the adversary's activities time and again, and that I always reveal myself anew in order to supply only you humans with the truth again, which alone can bring you to perfection. These revelations would truly not be necessary if the truth, once conveyed to you, would remain as pure as it originated from me. But time and again my adversary had the opportunity to confuse human thinking, and he makes use of it in every way so that he himself will not be recognized in his nature and lose his following. Spiritual knowledge which originated from me should be protected from every change, and you humans should not believe that it cannot be altered. As long as the human being's free will is not touched, a change of truth is also possible, for people are not yet in that maturity of soul which gives them brightest recognition, yet they are mostly convinced of their spiritual value and believe themselves to be entitled and competent to explain my spiritual transmissions to fellow human beings, which already enables my adversary's influence, for my word, which I convey to earth, should be sacred to them. But what do? They believe that they are serving me by offering these divine gifts of mine to their fellow human beings in a different form, that they themselves carry out their own literary works and thus let their own intellect become active in it, which, however, is not yet enlightened by my spirit and cannot be, otherwise they would truly not decide to do such work. Everyone should ask himself what prompts him to do so. It is mostly worldly interests, that they want to come forward themselves or seek to gain earthly goods through it, for if they only seriously aspired to me and wanted to serve me, then they would also pay attention to the inner warnings and admonitions I send to them before they carry out their intention. And thus you humans constantly cause me to reveal myself. I want to prevent humanity from walking in error again and darkening its path to me. You of all people, who should be guardians of the pure truth, who administer my pure spiritual goods, you force me to make these new revelations, and if I give them to you then you reject them, you doubt them as having come forth from me. And yet you need only seriously examine and think about the alleged contradictions which, however, precisely cause me to enlighten you humans. I knew when I lived on earth that my pure truth would time and again be deceived by you humans. And therefore I promised you my spirit which time and again should guide you into the pure truth. Would this otherwise be necessary if you humans always adhered to the truth once given to you by me? You are imperfect as long as you walk across earth as a human being, and thus nothing will remain perfectly preserved because you possess free will which I do not prevent from defacing the truth, for as long as this will does not yet completely belong to me, my adversary also has influence over him which he truly uses to good effect, because he is an enemy of the truth, because the truth from me is the light he flees. But you humans need the truth in order to become blissfully happy, and therefore my love will repeatedly guide it to you, and you will also recognize it as truth if you are of good will. Amen.